Navy were born. Hahnemann was by himself, and he was hungry. And he looked up in the sky. You all like to eat oranges, right?
Yeah.
But he
was
a mango. Yeah, he thought it was an orange too. So what happened was that, you know, monkeys, they're vegetarians. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So they don't eat meat. Most of the monkeys don't eat meat, especially Hahnemann never ate meat. Does anyone know, is Hahnemann married?
No.
He's not married? What's the name of Hahnemann's wife? No, Hahnemann is a brahmachari. He never got married because he always wants to be with Lord Ram, serving Lord Ram.
I know that.
Okay.
But he has a son.
Who's the son?
Ram.
Ravan's not his son. Ravan's his enemy. So what happened is that, if you want to hear the story, what happened is that Hahnemann rushed up to eat the sun. And while he was rushing up to eat the sun, he opened his mouth very, very wide, bigger than the sun. But at the same time, someone else was supposed to eat the sun. Who was that?
Rahu.
Rahu. Wow, you know everything. You're good parents. So, so Rahu, he's supposed to eat the sun. How often does Rahu eat the sun? Every day he eats the sun?
Once a day.
Whenever there is a
solar eclipse.
Wow. Whenever there, what's a solar eclipse? Not you, everybody else can tell me what.
When you can't see the sun for a while.
Well, what happens to the sun? I can't see the sun now either. Is
because it's raining!
So is there an eclipse now? I can't see the sun.
No, because it's about to rain.
It wasn't raining when I walked here. Because what's blocking the sun?
The clouds.
Okay.
The rain clouds.
Okay. So when there's a solar eclipse, that's not very often. Happens once in a while. And is that a very auspicious time when there's an eclipse?
Yes.
Oh, very auspicious?
No.
Because whenever there's an eclipse in the temples, you know what they do? They close the deity doors. They don't worship the deities during the eclipse. Because it's not an auspicious time to worship the deities. And then whatever food is there... What's that? No. Whenever, if there's any food there, they throw it away. Because the eclipse is there. And nobody is supposed to do what during the eclipse?
Nothing.
Nothing? You're not supposed to do nothing? What can't you do during the eclipse? Does anyone know?
Play video games.
That's one thing.
Watch videos.
What else?
Sleep all morning and do nothing.
Sleep. You're not supposed to sleep. You're not supposed to what? You can see a picture of the deities, but... What? There's certain things you're not supposed to
eat.
That was a good hint.
I think I'm supposed to eat.
You're not supposed to eat. You're not supposed to sleep. You're not supposed to fight with your friends.
No, that's a bad idea.
That's a bad idea? Why is it a bad idea?
Because you get shot by thunder.
It's fun to fight, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, you never fight?
Fight.
Nobody ever fights here? Okay. So, you're not supposed to do any of those things during the eclipse.
Why?
Because it's very inauspicious because this person, Rahu, did you ever see Rahu?
No.
What does he look like?
He's green.
He's a head.
He's just a head.
Oh, I thought you were green.
Because what happened to the rest of his body?
He got cut off.
By who? Mohini Murti. Who's Mohini Murti? Is she a nice girl? She's Krishna. Okay. So you don't want to talk back to Mohini Murti, or else she cuts your head off. So Rahu was just ahead because he was drinking this nectar at the same time, and his food is the sun and the moon. And so that's arranged by Indra. He's supposed to eat the sun, or try to eat the sun at a certain time. So one time Hanuman was going to eat the sun, and Rahu came, and he said, "The sun is mine." And Hanuman just looked at him, and Rahu ran away. He got so scared from seeing Hanuman, because Hanuman's big, big, big. He has unlimited power. He's more powerful than Garuda. Who's Garuda? Yeah. Krishna's bird? He keeps him in a cage?
No.
Carrier. Good, good. Yeah, he's the big bird. The big bird, like Sesame Street, big bird. All right, so he's so strong that one time Garuda tried to take him somewhere, and Hanuman just hit Garuda with the tail, and Garuda just went flying back like this in the air. So that's how strong Hanuman was. So Rahu just ran away, and he ran to Indra, and he said to Indra, "Someone is taking my food, the sun. So you have to do something about it." Indra said, "Okay, I'll come and take care of it." So Indra came, and then he found Hanuman was there, ready to eat the sun. But when Hanuman saw there was Rahu also, Hanuman got ready to eat Rahu, because he thought, here's something more delicious. So he's got ready to eat Rahu, and then... But he didn't eat Rahu, because Indra then fired a thunderbolt, the Vajra, at Hanuman. And Hanuman fell to the ground. And what happened when Hanuman fell to the ground?
He got mad.
He didn't get mad, he was unconscious. His chin broke, but then what happened? His father came. Who was his father?
The wind god,
okay. And then Vayu got very angry.
And he put out all the air.
What happens when all the air goes out?
You die.
Right. No air to breathe. You can't digest, and you can't go to the bathroom. So all the demigods, their stomachs were getting very, very big. Like that. And they, yeah, that's good. She's making a good face like that. That's how the demigods were. So all the demigods, they were getting very, very big, and they were feeling pain in their stomach, and they couldn't breathe, and everybody was dying. And so they prayed to Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma said, "The reason this is happening is because you offended Vayu. And so you should all go to Hanuman." And so Lord Brahma touched Hanuman at that point, and Hanuman came back to life, back to consciousness. And then Lord Brahma said what to the demigods? Does anyone know? No, no one will know this story. What did he tell the demigods to do? To get, wow. You got a real Rambhakta there. You heard the whole Ramayana?
Yeah.
All right, so all the demigods, they gave gifts. What do they give, like an iPad or an iPod or to Hanuman? They give iPhones and a bicycle and what do they give? Yeah, they got club, powers, and a long life as long as Lord Ram's pastimes would be chanted, and they gave him unlimited strength. But later on, Hanuman forgot about all that. Why did he forget about all of his powers? Yeah.
He's doing too much mischief stuff, so the Brahmanas said, "You will forget about it."
You'll forget all your powers. They couldn't hurt Hanuman because he had all those benedictions from the demigods. But they caused him to forget everything. That's why Hanuman could not bring... Who's Sugriva? Does anyone know who Sugriva is? Yeah.
He's the Bali.
That's right.
And he's the prince of
And he was Hanuman's friend. So Hanuman couldn't bring him back to Kishkinda because Hanuman forgot about all of his powers. And who reminded Hanuman of all of his powers before he flew over the ocean to Lanka? Shiva?
No.
I'll give you an idea. He's a bear. Oh, yeah. He's the king of the bears.
What?
Jambavan. Jambavan. And how old was Jambavan? No one knows this answer. That's good. I got a good one.
Like 1,000?
No.
1 year old?
And who was Jambavan? Who was Jambavan's father? At least I asked a question nobody knows. That's good. I feel happy now. No, that's it. No. Lord Brahma. And Jambavan appeared at the beginning of the creation, many billions and trillions of years ago. He knows everything, yeah. He's called Chiranjiva, which means a very, very long life. And he used to circle when Lord Vamanadeva appeared. Who's Lord Vamanadeva? But what did he look like? He was really tall, wasn't he?
No.
What?
He was
a dwarf Brahmin.
Dwarf.
And so when he appeared, Lord Vamanadeva took how many steps?
Three.
And
what was the first step?
The second step.
Covered the
universe.
The first step is what?
The
earth and the other planets. And then second step is what?
The universe.
Universe and he kicked something too. What did he kick?
He kicked the universe shell so the Ganga
came in.
Yeah.
And third step, there was nowhere else to put it, so where did he put it?
On Bali's head.
On Bali's head.
Did he put on Bali's head the whole
world? No, his foot. And he pushed Bali down, down, down to the lower planets.
Why would he do that?
Because so the Bali wouldn't get in trouble anymore. Just like you heard, you know when you put people in jail, they can't create any more trouble. So he put Bali in jail.
That's
and then he became the person who guarded the jail. Made him work in jail. No, because he wanted to make sure that Bali wouldn't get in any more trouble. Why didn't he kill Bali?
Because Bali was still a little bit of a devotee. Because he gave the three steps of land.
That's a good reason, but there's another reason why he didn't kill Bali or Bali's son.
Or Krishna.
Because... Yeah, Prahlad was a grandfather.
Oh, yeah. Prahlad?
You remember Prahlad?
Oh, yeah. Who was the incarnation of Krishna's Zion that was with Prahlad?
Nrsingadev. And so when Vamanadev put his foot up and he covered the whole universe, Jambavan circumambulated him. That means he went around. That's a fancy word for going around. Round and around and around and around.
I don't understand.
Round and around. But one time, but Jambavan lost his powers because one time by accident, he put his foot on a sage's head. And he got cursed to lose his powers. What happens when you put your foot on a sage's head?
I don't have any powers.
You lose all your powers.
You become ugly.
I have a lot of dollars.
You might lose all that.
Never.
But if a sage puts his feet on your head, what happens?
I'll die.
What?
You get awarded.
You get blessings, right?
What's that mean?
Okay.
Because Because it says that if you take the dust of the feet of a great devotee, or the prasadam remnants, or the foot bathing water, you become a great devotee yourself. When I used to walk with Prabhupada on the beach, I would take all the sand, not all of it, but some of the sand from his footprints and put them in my mouth. Oh, they have questions. Okay, I was just telling the story. Okay, let's start with questions.
All right, raise your hand if you remember your question. Balaram, we'll start with you. Yes.
Did you ever talk to demigods?
Talk to demigods? Which ones? Yeah, Yamaraj.
No.
Gotta be truthful.
Yeah. I'll call your name out.
I know a question.
Let's first completely calm down and stay quiet.
We always talk to demigods.
But how?
How? You pray.
I don't know that.
Yeah. Okay, another question?
All right, Nitya Pran, sit down.
I forgot mine.
Okay, I'll remind you.
I know why.
It's at the bottom.
How did you learn to play the guitar?
Okay.
How did you learn to play the guitar?
When I was young, I had lessons. My mommy, I also had a mother, it's hard to believe, but you met her. You met my mother is still alive. She's 85 years old.
How old is that?
It's so old, it's unbelievable.
It's
as old as the hills. I am 62.
That is not old.
That's very old. And my mother still swims every day 50 laps in a swimming pool. Drives a car, rides a bicycle, does everything.
What did you do for fun?
What did I do for fun? Why? Chant Hare Krishna?
That's not fun.
I chant. I go to kirtan.
Nothing.
I fight with the devotees. But I have several hobbies. I do photography. I take pictures of the holy places. Anyone's heard of Govardhan?
Yes.
You saw the picture I took of Govardhan.
So
I take pictures of Govardhan and all the holy places.
I know where that is.
And this year I got a little helicopter so I can take pictures from above. You know what a helicopter is?
Yes.
So we can take pictures from above Govardhan and from the sky. So I'm just learning how to fly it now.
When did you
meet Srila Prabhupada? I met Srila Prabhupada for the first time in Gainesville, Florida. Gainesville, Florida. You know where Florida is?
Yeah.
It's right near Alachua. And in Gainesville, Florida, Prabhupada came.
That's
to Alabama. In Gainesville, Florida, Prabhupada came there in 1971.
1971? I went to Louisiana.
And before I met Prabhupada, I had very long hair. Like a sadhu, like out here, like. You ever, anyone here ever seen Satya Sai Baba?
No. How long is your hair?
The hair was this long.
Very long.
And also this long here.
That long here? That's silly. It's very long.
And so when I saw Prabhupada, right before I saw Prabhupada, I shaved all the hair off.
Why would you do that?
Because I knew Prabhupada would be pleased. If I see me with a shaved, Prabhupada said we should have a cool head. Okay. Prabhupada wanted all of his disciples to have a cool head.
Okay. That doesn't look cool.
It doesn't look cool? I love it. With the sikha and everything like that? I like sikhas. That's good. But the girls have bigger sikhas. All right, next question.
Okay, next one. Can I have everybody sitting in lotus position, please? Back straight. Thank you.
Back straight. Chin om.
Okay, Kadi Esha.
I have the longest.
Kadi Esha is going to stand.
What's the question?
Do you like chanting?
I love chanting.
Me too.
Guess what I do on the Kadasi, most of the Kadasi?
Chant.
I chant, but how many rounds do I chant on the Kadasi?
24.
No.
100.
How many?
17.
No.
20.
No.
6.
What?
6.
No.
6. 160.
You're getting close.
64. Oh, wow. That's a lot. It's
62 times. 4 times. 16 times 4 is 64. 6. And how long does that take for you, think?
2 days. 4 hours. 1 day.
No, about 6.5 hours.
6.5? Why do you like it? We're going to ask Maharaj, why does he like chanting? Because he said chanting is not fun. So why is Maharaj like chanting? How
does he
chant for 8 hours?
Because when I chant, then I feel Krishna, and he makes me very happy, and we can see Krishna. Don't you want to see Krishna?
Yes, I do.
Can I have Krishna talk to you?
Yes.
Okay. No, you don't want to see Krishna?
I want to hear his flute.
Oh, you want to hear his flute. Okay. You want to hear his flute. And if you chant 64 rounds on a Kadasi, you'll hear his flute. Okay.
Do we have any more questions? All right, let's have everyone else stay quiet so we can hear Brenda's question, please. Go ahead, Brenda.
Do you like Krishna?
Do I like Krishna? What do you think?
Yes.
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 I like Krishna.
Oh, that's
but Krishna is always... Oh, Krishna is always with who?
Radharani,
Krishna is never alone.
Why are you wearing orange?
Why am I wearing orange?
He's not baby.
Because orange is a very bright color.
Like orange.
I like orange. But my favorite color is yellow.
Oh, that's my favorite color. That's Radharani's favorite color.
And that's yellow is the color of who?
Radharani.
Radharani. And who else is the golden color? I'll give you a hint. Who? Chi Chaitanya.
All right, and Zion has one question. This will be our last question.
What about my question?
Oh, Krishna, well, then we'll do Krishna
Nandala.
My favorite pastime. That's a very good question. My favorite pastime is when Krishna goes to this place in Vrindavan called Gauri Kund. You ever heard of Gauri Kund? Is where there's a temple to the goddess.
Completely quietly and fold your legs and sit properly.
There's a temple to the goddess Durga there. And Krishna, when he wants to see Radharani, because Radharani is very angry with him, sometimes Krishna likes to make Radharani angry.
Why?
Because he enjoys that. Don't you like? Don't you like to make your friends angry sometimes?
Yes.
I want to make my cousin angry, but then I wasn't.
So that. So Krishna has. Okay. So Krishna has all the same moods you have, but they're all perfect. So Krishna wanted to make Radharani angry. She refused to see him. So Krishna had to dress up like a girl. And so he went into this temple that's called the Gauri Temple, and he met Radharani, and Radharani didn't know it was Krishna until he gave her a hug. And then she knew it was Krishna, but then Radharani's, should I say the story? Anyway, Radharani's mother-in-law came in. Mother-in-law, but they don't know what that is, do they?
Yeah. Remember the story of Krishna in the box?
Yeah.
And how her mother-in-law was like upset, where's this box?
So Jatila came in, and Jatila, who was Radharani's mother-in-law, you know, who is Abhimanyu's mother. Do they think they know all this? Or no? Anyway, so what happened is that Radharani fainted because she thought, now we're in trouble. But Krishna, he still looked like a girl, and they thought that Krishna was Durga. And Radharani fainted like this on the floor, like a dandabat. You know what a dandabat is? That means offering obeisances.
Why?
Because she had fainted.
Why?
And they thought that Krishna was the deity. And so the deity began to speak, and the deity said that your son is going to be killed by Kamsa. And they got very, not Krishna, that Abhimanyu was someone different. And they got very much in anxiety, and the deity finally said, well, you have to leave Radharani alone and trust her and not take her out of Vrindavan. And then your son won't be killed. And so they promised that. And then they left, and then Krishna was with Radharani again. It's a very funny story. Krishna is very funny. He likes to make Radharani angry. He enjoys that. The box story is very nice, where Krishna was in the box of jewels, and then they brought the box to Radharani, and Radharani's husband said, here, enjoy, decorate yourself with what's in the box. And then he left the room, and who popped out of the box?
Krishna.
So she was just following her husband's order.
Krishna, you had a question?
So there's one more question.
Okay, we'll have your question in a minute.
Are you really, really, really best friends with Srila Prabhupada?
Best friends? Well, Prabhupada is my best friend. But to say, we're not, like you have buddies, you know, best friends who you wrestle with and everything like that. That's not my relationship with Prabhupada. My relationship is that I'm Prabhupada's servant. And I dedicated my life to serving him. And he's the best friend in terms of being my, you know, it's called a well-wisher.
Boy.
He's always thinking of what's good for me and for you and for all of us.
Bala, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Any other question? You never met Prabhupada? Last life you did. Never did.
He said that in your last life you might have met Srila Prabhupada.
Does anyone remember their last lives here?
No.
Nobody remembers the past lives? You were a cat?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. How did I become a devotee is the question, right? No.